You're listening to the Sisters in Loss podcast, a faith-based podcast that spotlights Black women who replace silence with storytelling around pregnancy and infant loss and infertility. Black women experience miscarriage and stillbirth 4 to 5 times more likely than white women, according to the NIH and CDC. Whether you've experienced a miscarriage, infant loss, stillbirth, are trying to conceive, or have an infertility diagnosis, you will learn about resources and strategies to heal, gain clarity, peace, hope, and find an empowering path forward after loss. I'm your host, Erica M. McAfee, and you will hear me interview sisters in loss who have healed from such a painful and traumatic experience by sharing their testimonies and stories to inspire and help others turn their pain into their purpose. Now let's get started.
So welcome, Lyle, to the podcast.
Thank you, Erica. I am so excited to be here. Yay, I'm a big fan, so you know that already.
So I would love for you to share a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Hi, everybody. My name is Lyle George, and I am a nurse, and I am the founder of Wolomi, so W-O-L-O-M-I. I had to spell it just in case. But Wolomi is the only digital community and app that is created by a woman of color for women of color to help us navigate the health system during our pregnancy journey. So I say your pregnancy, your outcome, a better outcomes your way. It's a community that really puts us at the center of our journey and that encourages us to find joy in the journey so that we can have better outcomes and be more informed about the choices that we need to make during our pregnancy journey.
And what I do love about the community you created is that, you know, it is definitely for us, by us, but everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
So I would love for you to just talk about your journey. What inspired you to want to create this app, this place for Black women to go during their pregnancy journeys?
Oh my God. It's a long journey. I feel like God kind of created me to do this, honestly, when you talk about finding your purpose and things. My mom used to be a midwife. So when I was growing up, I saw her help her friends have babies. So like some of my friends, actually, my mom helped their mom. She was a midwife for their delivery. And so that's what I thought like this old pregnancy thing was. It's like a very community-based thing. It's like a joyful moment. And so when I became a nurse, I said, you know what? What I really wanted to do is perhaps be a midwife, or better yet, the best way to know if I want to be a midwife is to become a labor and delivery nurse. So when mind you, I'm thinking this is going to be like a joyful thing. Like, you know, having babies is always joyful in my head in those times. And when I started that journey and being a bedside nurse, as a labor and delivery nurse, I really started to realize and see some of the different things that happens. Number one, I worked in different hospitals, and I saw that some of the hospitals that were serving women of color, especially Black women, the treatments were often similar. Now, it's not because like the doctors or the nurses are purposefully treating people a certain way. At least that's my perspective. But it's just the way the system is, you know. A lot of the things that were done were not clinically, they didn't seem like up to date, you know. For example, helping women with breastfeeding, making sure that's like a focus and all of those things. I went to this one particular hospital that I worked at that I had, when you're going to labor, the labor room is overlooking a lake, right? And before you leave that hospital, you are entitled to a massage, a postpartum massage. So, and that is very different from a lot of the hospitals that I've seen. And of course, that hospital is located in a place that's serving majority white women. And I started to reflect on that, like, okay, this is looking different, the way that we are treated in the healthcare system. And then when I decided to have my own baby, I was telling my husband, I was like, you know what? I really want to go back to where I used to work because I really like that. And that's, I think that's how pregnancy or having a baby should look like. Of course, he was like, yeah, no, we're not moving all the way back there. But I started to see, okay, maybe I could create my own journey of what pregnancy, of my own pregnancy journey. So that's what I started out to do. And luckily for me at that time too, I was in grad school. I'm getting my master's in health administration. And so I started to look at the data, looking at the data of outcomes, and I started to see that, wow, we are like four times worse in everything that you could think of. And that is so alarming to me. And it made me think that, okay, if you want to live or if you want to have a good pregnancy, you really have to take it seriously and really make sure that you are at the center of your own care. So I decided, my husband and I decided, okay, we're going to take a sabbatical. So this was like second trimester. Actually, the first trimester was really, really, really hard for me because I was seriously, seriously, seriously depressed. Actually, that's how I found out that I was pregnant. Every time I took the pregnancy test, it would be like negative. But I knew something wasn't right with me. You know, we always say, like, women, we are the master of our own body. We know what's going on, and that's why people should listen to us. And eventually my pregnancy test became positive, and I was like, okay, but that didn't really change. Unfortunately for me, that mood stayed, and I was very, very depressed during that time, and I started seeing a therapy. But that's when I learned that there was something called prenatal depression, but that's a story for another time. It goes to show you that you could be a nurse and be in the healthcare field and not truly also understand everything. And that's important. It's important for us to find the right kind of providers and the right community. So going back to the story of how I kind of progressed in that journey. So I had that prenatal depression, and my husband and I decided, okay, we're going to take a sabbatical. We're going to really do this pregnancy the way that we felt like we want to do it. So we currently live in DC, but we took a sabbatical and went to Savannah, Georgia. And so there, before I left DC, I had a friend of mine who was a midwife attend to me while I was getting care from her because I really didn't feel comfortable anywhere else. So when we went to Savannah, I started doing like prenatal yoga. This was like my second trimester. I started feeling a little better. Started doing prenatal yoga. We went to the beach like every week. And all those things, I really, really, it made it feel like I was in control as much as you can be in control of your own pregnancy. I was in tune with my body. And from that prenatal yoga, she introduced me to the OB that I could use because I wanted to, at that time, have my baby in the hospital because I really, really wanted epidural because I did not want to burn. So, well, by burn, I mean, I wanted to have a lot of pain when I was delivering. So that, again, it's your choice. However you want to have your pregnancy or your delivery is your choice. So I chose to have my baby in the hospital. So the prenatal yoga person was like, hey, this would be a good OB because she's midwife-like. So I went to her, and that was an experience. But at the end of the day, I was able to, what I call, train the OB to really understand me and understand what I wanted. It was hard at times, but we came to an agreement. I was able to advocate for myself in a lot of ways. And so after I had that experience, and I had a doula that was really great. Actually, my doula was referred to me by the photographer that I hired. All that, after the baby was born, I really felt like, yeah, I really had the birth and the journey that I wanted. And when I finished grad school, I was developing a model on how to change maternal health care for women, for Black women. And my professor was really like, told me that you really need to think about really creating this as a business and really launching something. And long story short, I really realized that, hey, as a Black woman, there's no savior that's coming to save me. There's no savior that's coming to save other Black women. I have the expertise and I have the knowledge of the healthcare system. And I have created this experimental journey for myself, and why not share it? Why not share it with other people and help other moms to really be able to get the best out of the healthcare system and really create the pregnancy that they want? Because a lot of the times what we see in the media is like the negative, black women are this, black women are that, more likely to this. And that really takes away from the joy of what our body can do. And so, yeah. And when you talk about also even the journey before you get to pregnancy, the stress of that, and a lot of it has to do with us not having the right knowledge about things, because we're often the last to know about crucial things about our health, because our health system just doesn't treat us the way that we should be treated. So yes, the whole journey, the preconception, the conception, the after the baby is born, all of that for women of color, especially black women, can be very heavy, not in a good way, you know? And so, yeah, so I decided I can't wait any longer for anybody else to help. And that's one of the reasons, like, I decided, okay, I have to do it. And I'm glad to be among other women who are doing the same thing like you, who are just like from our personal experience and our expertise and just saying, hey, we have to just jump in and do it. Yeah. So that's me.
So I love that your mother was a midwife.
Yeah.
And one thing that I do take away is that it's no different than like other practitioners or other professionals. You know, if you don't really specialize in certain topics like, you know, perinatal mood disorders, prenatal depression, postpartum depression, you know, even knowing the things that you knew as a nurse, you would have never known that until you actually went through your own personal experience. So I would love for you to talk about transitioning to talk about just Willomi and how this whole thing came about. You know, like, it is the community talking about the app itself and what your hopes and aspirations and goals for this community for women of color.
Yeah. So when I was going through my pregnancy, I wish I had a place where it was just a place of joy and knowledge as well, like other moms like me, and a place where I could talk to experts, you know, who might know a thing or two about something like prenatal depression. So we started developing the different aspects of the app. One of the things that happened when I was pregnant, let me just tell everybody what's the different part of the app, and then I can tell everybody this story. So the app, when you download it, one of the questions, it asks you some of the important questions, and one of the things that we really focus on the app is how you're doing, because like I said, through my story, I was depressed the first trimester. And so we asked those questions, and so that we can really assess the mood of our moms. And we have partnered with different people like the perinatal therapist to be able to have those discussions. And I think right now we're doing something called every other month, we're doing mom check-in, which is by a mental health specialist. So I really, really love that part of it, because you oftentimes when we're going through our journey, we are sort of like a second afterthought to the journey. And people always go, well, where's the baby? You know, it's always about the baby or about whatever has happened during this journey. So in the app, we have the feed. The feed has different ways you can share your cravings. You share your cravings. Again, trying to create that experience that the pregnancy journey is a beautiful journey. And one of the things that we as moms come around is food, the things you used to love and that now have become the things that you hate, you know, and during pregnancy. And so to be able to share that and form a bond with that's very, very important. And we also have healthy recipes that we are sharing with the community as well. So, and then we have the post, and I am looking at the post right now, and I see like last week I posted the sister-in-laws on corner. So there's that for all the moms who are going through the fertility journey. And so there's a place that Erica has been gracious enough to partner with us, where you can have more discussions and support those moms who are going through that. So that's an example of the post that we have. So we have partnered with different different experts. Like I said, sometimes I am not an expert on everything. So we partner with different experts, pediatrician, a midwife, everything to kind of have those discussion whenever we need it. So the post, and sometimes those experts do write, they do a quick write-up for us in a way that it's culturally competent. And so we have the post, and then we have the community in the app. So that community is where we have like our Midwife Mondays, the talk with the sexologist, and all of those things that really gets us going as a mom that's going through this journey, and that puts us at the center. That's where we have those events. And then we have the photos, the beautiful photos where you can share the photos of your loved ones. By loved ones, I mean the babies. Of course, there are a lot of people who have shared the photos of the whole family just to introduce yourself. And we love to cheer each other up. Oh, yeah. Up to see, like, you know, when my favorite part is when to see a baby that was born. And then like 1 month later, the mom shares the picture and everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's exciting. And so that's that part of the photos. And then we have the memoriam. So the part of the memoriam, this one is a very special one to me, because oftentimes during the pregnancy journey, there's a lot of loss that occurs, especially in our community. And there's not a way to say, hey, this happened to me. Sometimes a mom is pregnant and nobody knows that she was pregnant and she lost a baby. And it's like to that mom, that baby was part of her. She knows that baby. And the memoriam is a space where we want to celebrate those babies because they were here. They were part of us. They were part of our body. And we know them, even though our partner or somebody else didn't see them. We know them, and we know those baby as part of us, and we want to celebrate their life too. And actually this happened when I was pregnant with my son. One of my friend, we were pregnant at the same time, and she lost her baby, and she was talking to me on the phone. And what she had done was just went on Facebook and just she decided, okay, there's no way for me to really tell everybody that I've been going through this. So she ended up just posting the picture, not the picture, but she ended up just saying it on Facebook and saying, hey guys, this happened to me. I just lost my baby. And you know, when I was talking to her on the phone, I was crying. Like it was tough. I was just crying. So this session of the app is this space that I dedicate to that baby. And I know her and a lot of other moms are going through the same thing, where they really feel like they want to celebrate the baby and really memorialize them. So that's it's part of our journey. And so that's the last part of the app. And so when you do take that, when you do post in the memoriam, we do ask mom to take an assessment. It's a perinatal mental health assessment called the Edinburgh. So you get to, because we want to see how you're doing, how you're coping, how you're feeling. And we don't want you to be isolated and going through things by yourself. But so that's the app. A little bit about the community as well. Like, you are free to post anything that you want, any questions that you want to have answered. And it's a great way to do that. And one of the things that happens in the app, Erica, I'm not even sure if I'm answering all your questions, but I'm just like talking about this. One of the things that happened in the community, because before we started launch the app, we have been in existence for a year before we launched the app, and we had our community started on WhatsApp. And a lot of the things that we have very, very organic conversations. So sometimes people are going back to the provider office and they're like, hey, I'm thinking of this contraception. What do you guys think? The idea and the reason why the moms are asking those questions is like, hey, how does this contraception, how does it interact with a body like mine, you know? Because sometimes when we could have a long discussion about this, like when a medication or something is tried and it's not tried on a black body or a body of a woman of color, sometimes the outcomes are not the same. They might say that this had the side effect to look out for, but you never know, you know, if it's not tried on a body like you. Who knows, right? Who knows what the outcomes are? So I love the community because it's a safe space to really ask those questions. And I, as a nurse, I make sure that I'm moderating the conversations to make sure that at the end of the day, we are getting clinically sound advice, because that's what's going to save our lives and save our babies' lives. And when you say, what do I envision? I envision this to be a part of our journey, the app and the community to be a part of our journey as women of color. So like if you're pregnant, the next thing you do is, well, I want to download the app. And we say in Awolowo, we say, you know, leave the stress and find joy on your journey. So I really encourage everybody to find their tribe. Hopefully it's with the Awolowo tribe, but in the journey, find your tribe, find the things that makes you happy, find joy, because the more stress we put on our body, God knows, like there's so much stress already on being a Black woman, a woman of color in general, that when we are entering into the sacred space of birthing and fertility journey, we really need to be, try to be as stress-free as possible. I even laugh saying stress-free, but whatever we can do to find joy in that journey.
Absolutely. And it's so funny because everyone's always asking about where can we send people? What are the apps that we can send people when they're on their pregnancy journey? And now you have created that for us. So, you know, for us, you know, for us by us. So yeah. I love it. I kind of want to pivot because obviously creating any type of tech product, any software where, you know, you're building it out from scratch has a lot of challenges, especially a lot of moving parts to get it to be where you want it, but also just the financial portion of it. Black women create the world. We do it all. Yeah. Wear many hats, but sometimes we need help doing so. I would love for you to just share a little bit about just your entrepreneurship journey. You know, how have you been able to fund this, you know, through grants, through bootstrapping? Because we know that not many Black women, you know, get over even any close to $1 million in funding. I think we're up to like 60 something women who have raised over $1 million in funding when it comes to building out applications or businesses. So I would love for you to share a little bit about that, your journey.
Oh my God. So thank you for that question. And one of the things that I make sure that I do at Awolowo right now is when we get interns, I try to really see if I could mentor other young entrepreneurs, you know, in this journey. And one thing that I tell them is like, you can learn from my mistake, because a lot of us don't have anybody helping us. As you can see what I'm doing wrong and say, I don't want to do that. Or what I'm doing right and say, I'm going to do it. And I wish I had that, you know. But that's the story of a lot of us as women of color. My journey, honestly, I would say for me, it really starts with, number one, when I was in grad school, right, I was incurring a lot of debt, and I was scared a little bit, because when I was going to graduate, I was getting my master's in healthcare administration. I wanted to be somebody's CEO. You know, I wanted to go and get that. And because I wanted to do that because I wanted to change the healthcare system. Because I was starting to feel like there's so many of us, and the people making those decisions of how we are cared for are not, a lot of them are not us, right? And somebody needs to be at the table. So that's why I went to get that degree. But one of the classes that I took, two classes, one is social entrepreneurship and the business of healthcare. So the first class, this is a funny story. The first class we had to pitch, the social entrepreneurship class, we had to pitch, and, you know, I did my thing. And my professor gave me like not a grade that I wanted. And because I knew I wanted to get into this fellowship, and so I was fighting my grade. I was just fighting it. And so, and then I was writing, and finally, my professor called me back after my grade was posted, and he was talking to me, and he was like, you know, Lyra, I'm not going to change your grade, but really what I want you to know is that there is a life outside of trying to climb the corporate ladder. And I really want you to think about entrepreneurship. And I told him, my professor is a white guy, and I was like, no. I want you to help. Like, I felt like I deserve a better grade. And so that's what I'm here to talk about, not entrepreneurship. Do you know that my husband has a lot of debt, and I also, I'm doing a lot of it, and I'm a Black woman. Where do you think I'm going to get that fund? Now, all of a sudden, instead of getting a job, you want me to be like not having any money to pay anything. So I was like, no. And then I took a second class with him. And then in that class, after that class ended, he sent me an email and said, hey, Lyle, I would like to have lunch. And so when we had lunch, he basically said, I really think you should try this entrepreneurship, because every class we had to have a solution and pitch. And so he must have liked whatever I was saying. And he was like, I really, really think you should do this entrepreneurship thing full time after you graduate. And I was like, okay. And he was like, what he said that really made me do it was he said, well, one of the things that made me do it, he said, I don't have any money to give you, but I can introduce you to people. At least that would get you started. And I would like to mentor you. And I don't want anything in return. So that was God. If you ever believe in, yeah, I was like, okay. And that's why at the beginning I said, you know, I really think that this is my calling and this is where I need to be. And so he said that to me. So I said, okay, I'll think about it. And then that's when it was kind of like, what are you going to do? Who is going to help your people? Like, you have this. If somebody is saying I'm willing to mentor you, then go for it. Because I feel like that was what's missing. My parents are immigrants. They don't have a business here in America. And so it's kind of like, who's going to guide me? Who can I call on, right? Yes, there is the SBA and all of that, but it's different. So that was a sign to me that I needed to do this. And, you know, I talked to my husband. He was like, yeah, fine, go for it, right? So that's where that journey started. And in the first conversation that I had, he started introducing me to people. I started being on really volunteering on meetings and stuff like that, and different committees across in different places, organizations. And so Wallamie has two sides, which is really how I've been able to do this, is we have the consultant side, and then we have this very startup where it's like the money we make from the consulting is really what we're using to support it. So like, yeah, I have not raised any money. And yeah, I haven't raised money. As you know, I was watching this, there's this movie that featured a lot of Black women. I don't know if you remember, if you know this movie, Erica. It's a documentary. It features a lot of Black women in business and how they did it. And you know, a lot of them said, yeah, a lot of us own 100% of our businesses because nobody's giving us money. I mean, it takes longer to get to where you are going, but it is just what it is, right? So back to my journey. So I'm still in that journey, right, of trying to get this out word of mouth and seeing, and whatever money I scrap up from the business to business side, I put it all in the business to consumer side. So one of the first business meetings that I had, I went in there and I was like, they were interested in creating a snapshot in the health IT platform. So I went in there and I was talking to the person and he was like, you know what, you're going to need something called a W-9. I was like, what is that? He was like, if you want to get paid, he was like, you're going to need something called a W-9. I was like, I have no idea. Can you please tell me what I need? He's like, it's okay. And honestly, to be honest, we need people like that, you know, who are okay with, because I don't have anyone to ask those questions. And the guy was gracious enough to just be like, okay, this is what it is. Just go online and find it. And that's really, I've been my journey. I've been kind of putting it all together. And of course I have my mentor and the supportive husband. So yeah, that's my story and I'm in it. But what gives me joy is when we, for example, pre-pandemic, we used to have events and I see our first events were sold out. I see women coming and asking questions. We had an event with a pediatrician and asking questions and people want to continue to have this conversation. It's worth it. Sometimes also we're very active on social media. We get moms who are like scared because of all the negative things that they've heard, and being able to coach them through and have them be part of the community. At first I was doing like one-on-one coaching, but obviously it's not sustainable business-wise. But seeing moms have empowering birth after coming to us and saying they're scared, that is honestly, it's worth it for me. It's what makes it, it makes me keep going. There are times where I have really rough days. Launching an app is extremely challenging, and we're still in the launch part of it. So, but I have peace because I know that this is my calling. So for everybody, I would say, just make sure it's something that it's your calling. There have been several businesses that I've written, and I've gone to the SBA and developed a business plan and all of that. I can wake up in the morning and do it. But somebody gave me a good advice. Like, if you cannot wake up in the morning and continue to do that idea, then it's not the right one. But this one is really something that has stuck to me. And I've spent the first year really listening. We don't make, like I said, this part of the business doesn't really make, it doesn't make anything right now. But we've spent the year just listening to mom. And that's how we created the app. And just listening to them, forming a community and listening to them in that community. And that's, and even the business side, I'm not going to lie, it's not like, it's a health IT consulting side. It's not, we're not talking about tons of dollars here, but it's not zero, you know? So that's my, yeah, that's where I am in the journey. It's still a continued journey, but I think that if you feel convinced that you have the solution, for me, I just have to help women like me. And so if it's going to make the difference between them dying, then here we are, you know, then that's what we're going to do. Yeah. Anyway, did I answer all your questions?
Yes, you did. You did. You're like, oh, did I finish? No, you answered everything. No, this is good. This is such a good conversation. So where can our listeners download the app, find the community, and really join and point people to a place for us by us when it comes to pregnancy, any type of perinatal mood disorders, and really what that journey is like in the postpartum period?
Yeah, so the app is... it's in the app store. So just look for Wolomi, Wolomi, and Android, Apple, download it. And we have different sets of memberships. So we have the free membership, then we have the plus, and then we have the premium. So the premium includes the monthly pregnancy circle that we have. So And that's also with the midwife. So it's me and the midwife. That's a pregnancy circle. And we answer all the questions. And the plus includes the academy that we have and the community itself, where we have all the experts. So yes, download the app in the app store. And for the membership, once you download the app, it will let you know when you get to the point that's not the free part of it, and you have a link on to go to our website. So in the app store, if you want to also check us out on the website, we have a free pregnancy guide there, and also you have there's a link on our website also on how to become a member, so to get your membership. So that's also www.wolomi.com. www.wolomi.com. Yeah. And follow us on social media at _wolomi.
Thank you so much for sharing your journey and definitely about this app. It is for us by us. You all definitely go download it and send people there that way. And then it's just a good resource for those of us who are going through our trying to conceive journey, our fertility journeys, yeah, and a place for us to memorialize our losses. So thank you so much for being on a podcast and sharing with us.
Thank you, Erica. I'm a big, big fan. You know that. I don't have to say it every time. But thank you for the great work that you do. And yeah, I appreciate it.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. For show notes, go to sistersinloss.com. To stay connected with us and join the Sisters in Loss community and receive my weekly newsletter, please go to sistersinloss.com/newsletter. That is sistersinloss.com/newsletter. Please rate and review this episode, and I will talk to you next week.